兄姐妹们平安。
平安。
我们今天晚上很高兴，能够请到一对资深宣教师的同工，18年多的时间，在非洲几个不同的国家服侍。这段时间呢，神也带领他们，特别在从这个关怀宣教师的服侍里面神也非常的重用这一对夫妇他们的名字叫 David 跟 Gwyneth Carlin 他们是英国人。那这一次是第一次来到台湾，是接受到内地会的邀请，将会在内地会同工的这个年会当中呢，来负责做这个讲员的工作。那我们很高兴今天晚上就也赚到了这个机会就邀请他们也能够在我们的当中他们要特别从他们这个宣教的生涯，从他们的经验里面来跟我们有一些的分享。那他们夫妻都会轮流讲哈，那我会在旁边稍微打岔翻译一下哈，所以我们很高兴好不好？我们用热烈的掌声哈，我们来欢迎David。
It's wonderful to be here tonight.
很高兴今天晚上能够在大家的当中。
I was 14 years old when God put His hand on my life and called me to be a missionary.
当我14岁的时候呢，就清楚知道神的手在我的身上呼召我要做一位宣教士。
And because it was a missionary from China that was speaking when I was that young man, I thought I would go to China.
那因为那一天讲到分享的是一位在中国的一位宣教士，所以我一直认为呢，神会呼召我去中国。
And I asked my mentor, how best could I prepare to be a missionary? And he said, well, how about being a medical doctor?
那后来我就问我的辅导，那我怎么样装备自己呢？他就建议我或许可以考虑成为一个医生。
So at 16, I changed my subjects in the sixth form in school in England, and at that point, it's when things happened for us.
那我16岁的时候呢，就改变了我这个读书的这个方向，就往这个医学这一个方向，也是在那个时候，神就在我们的生命里面来做一些改变。
That's when we met.
其实就是我们彼此认识的那个时刻吧。
Because his family moved into the area where my family lived.
因为我先生的家庭呢就搬到我所住的这个社区。
I had come to know the Lord 2 years before that, and I wanted to serve him.
其实我在那个之前的2年呢就认识了主，也有心要服侍主。
And I went to a village church.
我去的是一个乡村的一个教会。
And his family came to live in that village.
那他的家庭呢，也就住在这一个小小的镇上。
They went to the church in the town.
但是呢，他们去到城市里面的教会。
And then one Sunday evening, his mother came to our small church.
那有一天有一个主日的晚上呢，他的妈妈就来参加我们这个小镇上面的教会。
And she went home and she said to David, "There's a nice girl in that church."
后来回到家就跟这个 David 讲呢，其实这个教会有一个很精彩的一个姐妹。
So I went to that church.
所以我就开始去这个教会了。
And as he walked into the church with his older brother, my mother thought to herself, that would be a good young man from our Gwyneth.
那他跟哥哥呢，他们两个人来教会的时候，一进教堂我妈妈看到他的时候，就看到 David 的时候，就认为哎，这个是一个很好的一个未来的一个这个女婿吧。
But she didn't tell us until after we were married.
但是呢，一直都没有跟我们讲这件事情，只等到我们结婚后。
So we joke and say we had an arranged marriage.
所以我们常常开玩笑，是我们的婚姻是人家替我们做媒或者安排的。
So this is our personal perspective.
今天呢，就想从我们 自己的眼光视野来做一个分享。
It began when we were 16 years old.
开始呢是我们二位16岁的时候。
That is now 64 years ago.
那也是64年前的事情。
So we've been together a long time, serving the Lord.
所以我们其实一起相处一段的时间，也一起服侍主。
And as our friendship progressed, he said to me one day, would you be willing to be a missionary?
当我们这个感情发展的当中呢，有一天呢， he as David as not, okay. 这个我先生就问我还或许还没有结婚啊，反正就总而言之问我，我愿不愿意做一位宣教士。
And I said yes, and we journeyed on together.
我说愿意，所以我们就更加的同心同行。
And we're going to share together tonight.
其实今天晚上我们也会这样互动的分享。
Let me begin just by pointing us to Isaiah 21.
但是让我首先用几处的经文作为今天晚上的分享。
Where you have a picture of the prophet on the watchtower.
在以赛亚书第21章呢，在这里我们可以读到这个先知好像似乎在一个守望台上面。
You see, it says here in chapter 21 of Isaiah, an oracle concerning the desert by the sea, and that was the name for Babylon. The nations surrounding Israel are mentioned here, Babylon and Assyria and Edom and so on. And then it comes in chapter 22 to Jerusalem, to the people of God.
那在21章，以赛亚书第21章呢，特别论到海边旷野的这一个末世，那其实往下读就会发现提到了好几个国家呢，都是围绕着以色列。然后第22章呢就提到了这个以色列他自己本身。
And as you don't have your Bibles mostly with you tonight, when you go home, look at these two chapters and notice that chapter 21 is speaking about the prophet who is watching on his watchtower and.The people are sleeping, they're unprepared, they're busy feasting.
那这个我们回家可以去看这两处的经文，但是二十一章呢，似乎描述着这一个先知就如同一个在看台上面在看守的一个先知，而百姓当时都是在沉眠的里头。
Just like Taiwan, you're always feasting.
他们不仅是沉眠的，他们也是也在吃饭啊。我们台湾也是很喜欢吃东西的。
But they were unprepared for what was coming.
但是呢，其实他们没有准备好来面对将会发生的事情。
Then you come to chapter 22.
那若是跳到22章的话
，And this was the burden of the prophet for the people who were in the valley.
我们看到在这边呢，是先知对着那些住在幽谷或者山谷里面，他对他们的这一个负担，或者我们中文圣经把它翻成末世。
Chapter 22, verse 1, an oracle concerning the valley of vision.
特别22章的第一节论到这个异象谷的一个末世。
So if in chapter 21 you have a people feasting and unprepared for what was coming.
那21章呢，有一批人呢，他们在在吃，他们在玩乐，他们其实没有预备好。
In chapter 22 you have a people who were in the valley when they should have been up on the mountain. They couldn't. How much can you see from the valley?
第22章呢提到这一群人呢，他们在山谷的里头。那其实在山谷里头我们要看得远实在是很困难。
And so God has to rebuke his people and say that you're in the valley, you're not seeing what I'm doing, what I'm going to do.
所以上帝呢就指责他的百姓，说你们在这个山谷的里面，你们实在是看不到我所要做的事情。
It says in here in verse, if I can see it, in verse 3, verse 5, that the Lord Almighty, that is the Lord of hosts, has a day of tumult and trampling and terror.
在第五节他特别提到了这个万军之耶和华呢，他将会有一个践踏的一个烦忧的一个日子。
And it's, so I don't speak any Hebrew, but I understand that the Hebrew word there is tumult, trampling, terror. It's as ifIt's echoing round the mountain.
虽然我不会讲希伯来文，但是好像原文里面的意思有一点那种回音的一种感觉。
So instead of hearing the sound of the trumpet to go forward for God,
因着没有听到那个吹号的声音呢，要为主往前行。
They're facing the tumult and the terror and the trembling because they're in the valley. They're not seeing what God wants them to.
他们反倒听到了这一忧乱的声音啊！他们在这个山谷的里面，他们看不到上帝。
So now we're going to just share our personal perspective. First of all, what happened to us? Because I didn't go to China.
那我想在这边就分享我们自己的经验，因为其实呢，我一直都没有机会去到中国。
Mission is reaching the unreached.
其实我们想到宣教呢，就是要赢得所谓的未得之名。
By the time we got married in 1956, China had closed to missionaries.
到五四年的时候，我们结婚的时候，那时候当然中国已经关闭，不容许宣教士去。
And so we went to Africa.
所以呢，我们就去到了非洲。
So we look at tonight. We look at the way in into a country or into a work. The way in.
我们来思想怎么样进入到一个国家来服事。
The methods you.
我们使用的一些不同的一些管道或者方法。
And the lessons learned.
那当然也在这边分享我们所学到的一些功课。
Here's Africa. Notice this is a map that's been used for about 25 years now. It's the zone of confrontation between Islamic Africa, Muslim Africa, and the animist.
这个地图呢，其实让我们看到整个非洲可以把它分成从宗教的角度，北边当然是回教的这个世界，那南边也有基督教，其实也有一些民间的宗教。
And the Sudan United Mission was born in this area here was where it used to be called Sudan, and it's right across Africa.From east to west.
那这个苏丹差会呢？它的这个出生地就是在这个非洲的这个中部。
1904, the present day Sahel used to be called the Sudan.
这个今天这个国家叫 Sahel, 它原来的名字是苏丹。
And existing missions, denominational missions in the UK were fully extended, but they gave their blessing to a united mission. All the denominations coming together to say.
那当时呢，很多英国的这个差会，他们其实已经非常的忙碌，没有办法，但是他们却愿意一起联合起来，来建立这样的一个差会。
And the mission was born called the Sudan United Mission.
那这个苏丹联合差会就产生出来。
Reaching across Africa to stem the advance of Islam by planting mission stations in its path and prevent the engulfing of animist Africa.
那在那边呢，他们就设立教会。因为北边的这个伊斯兰教也好，或者一些民间的宗教来做这样的一个工作。
So that maybe more understanding of the map now. You see the Islamic Africa and the animist Africa and this band of mission stations to stop the advance of Islam down the side.
所以你可以看到北边是这个回教，南边他们是一些个别的一些民众的宗教。
And actually We ought to put that map on again. Actually, the British group of the SUM were here in Nigeria.
那我们这个从英国来的呢，就在这个奈及利亚这个国家，在主要是在比较北边的这个地区。
And we ourselves were way up there.
We show them a map in a moment.
我们等一下也会看一下这个地图。
The mission went first of all in 1904, and the Church of Christ in Nigeria was born.
那1904年呢，我们就开始在那边做拓荒的工作。
Those missionaries were pioneers. They were going to a new area.
很多宣教士他们去到曾未有宣教士去的一些地区。
But in 1960, the church had come into being. The church had grown, and the mission and the church were partners together in reaching out with the gospel.
那到了六十年代，这个教会也成熟了，因此从那个之后呢，差会跟教会本地的教会呢，就有一个配搭的一个服事关系。
We went to Nigeria in 1958, so we were part of that transition.
那其实因为我们是58年去到了奈及利亚, 所以它这个整个一个过程,转换的过程呢, 其实我们也参与在里头。
And in 1975, another big step was taken with an independent church and a mission serving that church.
那后来75年呢, 又跨出了另外一个相当大的一步, 就是这个教会其实变成一个独立的一个教会, 那现在是差会, 跟教会一起来做一个配搭的关系, 或者教, 差会来服侍教会。
We handed everything to the church.
我们其实把所有的这个财产, 都交给, 当地的教会。
Our hospitals.
我们的医院,
our educational establishment,
我们不同的一些学校,
our houses,
甚至我们住的房子,
our cars,
我们的车子,
we give it all to the church.
我们把这些全部都给这个本地的教会,
and we serve the church.
然后呢, 我们就来服侍教会。
And in 1960, that was 2 years after we arrived in Nigeria, we became pioneers.
那1960年, 也就是我们到了奈及利亚的第二年呢, 我们其实也就投入在一些拓荒的一些工作里。
We reached out to a desert area to the north of us, to a huge inland lake called Lake Chad.
在那个地方呢, 有一个这个, 查德的一个湖, 一个大湖, 那我们就投入在那边一些未得之名的一些福音工作里头。
It was shared by four nations around the lake, Chad, Nigeria, Niger, and Cameroon.
那这个湖呢, 四周有, 4个不同的国家。
Right there, between Niger, Chad, Nigeria, and Cameroon, all had a part of this international sea.
就在这个地方有这四个国家。
It was a vast area with no gospel and no medical help. The people were Muslim.
这个地区相当的大, 也没有福音, 大部分在那边的居民都是回教徒。
Now in 1937, when the first missionaries of SUM had gone to the leprosy hospital, the opening into that whole area was because there was a need for people to help in the care of leprosy patients.
那我们的差会, 刚刚开始进入到这个地区的时候呢, 是在37年, 那边因为有很多麻风病人, 所以呢, 我们就借着关心麻风病人呢, 就进入到这个地区。
The hospital was in a place called Mole, near a town called Maiduguri, and that was where we were serving from 1958. And in 1960, that base hospital became the way into the Lake Chad outreach.
那我们在这个Mole这个地方呢, 我们就在那边的医院里面开始了我们的服事, 而那个地方呢, 也让我们来到了这个整个这个, 查德的这一个湖的这个地区里头。
We were welcome to go because we were taking something that was needed by the population.
那其实我们很受到当地人的欢迎, 因为我们是带着他们所需要的一些物品或者服饰去到他们的当中。
This vision was shared by the church and they sent African missionaries.
那其实这个意向呢, 也是非洲的教会所拥有的一个意向, 所以他们也差派一些非洲的宣教士去到那边服事。
So we took evangelists from the central area of Nigeria, which is where the church largely was, and we were right up here at Maiduguri in the northeast.
那我们就从这个 这个奈及利亚的中部呢, 就到北边, 就到这个我们所服侍的这个地区。
And we took evangelists who were mature, godly people.
我们带着一些很成熟, 很敬虔的一些, 布道家。
And I gave them medical training.
那我其实也给他们一些简单的医疗的一些,
they've been,
训练。
They've been called of God to be missionaries, they were appointed by the church.
神呼召他们, 做宣教师, 也被教会,
And we have this outreach from Maiduguri into this unreached area.
我们就从这个Maiduguri这个地方呢, 就进入到这一个, 可以说是, 未曾有福音进入的一个地区。
By 1974, we had these dispensaries around that lake. So between 1960 and 1974, this is what God did through African missionaries.
那从60年一直到74年14年的当中呢，我们就开拓了这好几个不同的诊所啊。那这些工作呢，其实都是上帝借着非洲的宣教师所开展的事工。
And I can tell you it was very tough.
其实呢，我也愿意在这边见证那段期间相当的不容易。
So as we said before, we needed a way to enter that area.
所以呢，刚刚我也提到，我们其实需要有一个合适的一个管道，让我们能够进入到这样的一个地区里面。
It had been the care of leprosy patients in 1937.
37年呢，借着关心这些麻风病人呢，让我们首次能够进去。
And in 1960, it was the same. The leprosy work opened the way for the gospel in the Lake Chad.
那到了60年代呢，再次还是这个麻风病的这个医疗关怀的工作呢，打开了在这个湖查德湖旁边的服事。
And we were able to combine the leprosy care with the treatment of people with other diseases.
那当然，除了关心麻风病人之外呢，也有很多其他的疾病病人是我们可以关心的。
Gwyneth is a teacher.
我的 Gwyneth 呢，她本身是个老师。
But she married a doctor.
但是呢，她嫁给了一个医生。
So she became a nurse.
所以她也成为一个护士了。
She became an anesthetist. She gave out general anesthesia.
她也成为一个这个麻醉师。
She was my first assistant in the surgery.
她也在这个手术房里面做我的助理。
And so she set up the physiotherapy for leprosy.
But remember, it was over 50 years ago, and now there are many, many Nigerian doctors and nurses and physiotherapists there, but there were none. No Nigerian doctors, no anesthetists, and so we had to do what we could.
当然要记得哈，那是五十年前，那个时候非洲他自己本身没有这一些设备或者这样的一些医疗的人员。当然今天在非洲已经有很多医生也好，或者这些其他的医护人员。
My favorite verse is the Lord preserves the simple.
我很喜欢的一段经文就是神保守那些这个是什么 simple 单纯的人也好像有关。
We had a lot to learn and we're still learning.
其实我们那个时候需要学习，其实一直到今天我们仍然需要学习。
1968, the BBC came and filmed our work at the hospital at Moli and then the outreach to Lake Chad.
那在68年呢，这个英国的这个广播公司呢，他们就来到了我们这个医院，在那边做一个采访的工作。
So here first is Booker, one of the Muslim people that leprosy patients that Gwyneth trained to set up this physiotherapy program.
那这个 Booker 呢，是他们所训练的一个人来做这个关怀的工作。在教他们术，来帮助他们这个做这个复健的工作。这种复健对这个
这
个
吗？
这个应该
That's me.
Okay. 我刚进来的时候手是这样握着，没有办法打开。做复健几个月他慢慢就可以把手伸开。希望能够到最后面他手能够张开。他压着他那个手掌的那个地方呢，他的指头就可以张开。
Now the next clip is going to be the BBC's opinion
when they came on the Lake Chad work at what we were doing. This again was 1968. It's a long time ago, so I'm still young and Brent is still young. You know.
68年啊，这个1968年啊，这个这一段又是另外一个这个。
英国的这个广播公司，他们给我们这个在那边服侍的一个评语。那时候当然我们两个人都很年轻。So you said, look out for the partnership between Nigerian missionaries and ourselves in this ministry on the lake.
那希望大家能够特别注意到呢，就是其实我们跟当地宣教士或者这些奈及利亚的宣教士，我们跟他们一起的配搭。
And look out for a man called Joel. You'll see him preaching. He's one of our finest African missionaries.
那有一个这个 Joel 约尔的一个宣教师呢，其实是非常优秀的一位宣教师呢。他在那边也会有一点的讲道。And
he's preaching to the people who live on floating islands.
那他的这个听众呢，就是居住在这个河或者这湖上面的一些住在船上面的一些人。And
notice too that these missionaries lived in these very isolated places, and we would go to visit them regularly. David often went once every 2 weeks.
这个宣教师呢，他们很多也是住在很偏僻的地方，那我们会固定的去关心探访他们。
一些小岛，在那边主要以捕鱼为业。在这边比较难有机会看到医生，自然好，要不然就是过去。
就描述这个 David
他们住的这个草屋，它整个就是浮在这个湖上面的一个岛，有很多生病的小孩子。
很大的需要在这个地方，但是没有人像我们这样有机会去到他们的当中。 他们这个差会有25位医生在做这个工作。 他也是在这些岛上面来服侍这些人，但是也是一位宣教师传福音的人。这个就是这个约尔他在讲道。 从某一个角度不是很成功，12年没有带一个回教徒信耶稣。 肾他的肝都膨胀了。
他需要一些医疗的服务。
没有正确的一个诊断的话，大概他很容易就会过去了。他们设立了几个不同的诊所，医疗的诊所。学他们的语言，住在他们的当中，从医疗的角度来帮助他们。住的这个整个大环境是很不容易的。这些布道家，这些非洲的宣教师呢，我觉得我应该固定的来关怀他们。我鼓励当地的人去找这些当地的医生，不是只是找我，因为我是一个白人的医生。我大部分是不会去看病的啊，除非有什么特别的原因，都是让这些当地的这些医生，我们训练的医生来做这个看病的工作。讲到很多当时他们的一些疾病。这些我们训练的当地的医生，其实他们都能够来诊断他们这些各个样不同的疾病。
That boat was our first boat. It was called Albicia, which means the bearer of good news.
刚刚看到这艘船是我们的第一艘船，叫 Albicia， 就是这个带着好消息来的一个管道。
Supplying the African missionaries as they served in these outpatient clinics.
那我们来服侍这些非洲的宣教师，当他们在这些不同的这些诊所里面工作。
But of course, you need somewhere to be able to do surgery.
那有的时候当然也需要动手术。
So in the first years, we were taking patients back about 2-day journey by Land Rover all the way back to our base.
所以刚刚开始的时候，我们会用车子把这些需要手术的这些病人呢，把他们就送回到我们的医院里面。
So in 1972, we built another boat, and we called this one Albarca, which means blessing.
那72年呢，我们就盖了另外一艘船叫 Albarca。那这个意思呢，就是祝福的意思。
And this added a surgical dimension to the outpatient.
那这个船上面呢，我们也可以做一些简单的一些手术工作。
So in that way, we were spreading the hospital over 4 nations.
那从这个角度，我们就把这个医院的这个医疗工作呢，带到这个周遭的这个四个国家中。
Taking the hospital to the patient.
我们把医院带到这个病人所在之地。
Avoiding centralization.
那这个避免太这个中央集权的这样的一个现象。
And keeping the African missionaries in the forefront of pre and post-operative care.
那也让当地的这些非洲的宣教师呢，他们在这个医疗前、手术前以及手术后的一些关怀的工作，他们可以持续的做。
They were the ones who knew the patients and were able to witness to them in their homes after surgery.
那因为这些宣教师呢，他们对当地的人是最熟悉的，所以可以关心他们。带着这些病人把他们抬出去。 把他带到这个 Alpaca 这个祝福的这个船上面， 相当的不容易啊。
A little different from Taiwan.
In Taiwan, the data
and the flies, not just the flies, a terrific, terrible problem. And so we the operation continues.
病人带进去,
and these people wait anxiously for their loved one as the operation proceeds. An operating room just 10 feet by 10 feet, and yet it was amazing how much major surgery we were able to perform with that.
小小的一个周围就可以在那边动手术。
The operation is over, there's Joel, and the patient is carried out once again.
手术完了就把病人抬出来。
Australian husband Neville were helping us at that time, running the boat and helping us with the operating room. Yes, two of our missionaries, Joel and one other, I can't just see his face as they carry this patient post-operatively down this gangplank once again.
把这个病人动完手术把他带出来。
These missionaries and their dispensaries in these far-flung islands of the lake. It's obviously a major operation. I've got some blood on my gown, but here's the island of Hankaloo, and there's my wife, Gwyneth, who's been given the anesthetic.
站在船上，然后派上一次这个麻醉师，这几个当地的宣教师陪伴着这个病人。Another clip, just a short clip. Notice Joel and Albarca, the ship, in action together. This was with a lady who was flying.
This is with a patients,
who are waiting for the treatment that this boat is able to provide. Joel, the missionary, Chadi missionary, a leprosy patient himself, now serving the Lord, using Albarca. Many of the operations on board Albarca, we could use a spinal anesthetic, and here a spinal anesthetic is going in. But not everything could be done by a spinal, so we also a general anesthetic. My wife would give a general anesthetic often, and here's some of the kind of surgery which we accomplished.
This
boy had been bitten by a snake in the water, and his arm had been completely destroyed, and so that arm had to be amputated.
So we just had to fix the
conditions in these sandy areas. This is a major operation. We have to have a drainage tube in, and Joel again seeing to this patient. And the drip bottle hanging from the caring for these patients post-operatively. Now let's look at this lady. She's blind. She has cataracts in both her eyes.
She
comes on board with Joel busy putting in the drops into the eyes. And then the toweling up procedure. Then performing the surgery, taking out the cataract. And here, post-operatively, Joel is again seeing this lady. He's been looking after her for several days, and the moment
has come for her to take the bandages off.
And for Joel to present her with some spectacles.
Just the
glasses on her eyes. This lady had been drawn blind, and there she can see again. These African missionaries were used in these days of tremendous ministry amongst these
people.
Not only is bringing physical sight, but also bringing spiritual discernment.
So you see, that really was a partnership between the Nigerian missionaries and the Western missionaries.
所以在这边我们真是看到一个西方跟非洲宣教师的一个配搭关系。
So we've been on a journey since we first went to Nigeria.
其实到了奈及利亚之后呢，这一段时间我们一直都在这一个 学习的这个路程上面。
And we were delighted to be working in partnership.
我们也很欢喜, 尤其在那段时间, 能够跟他们有这种合伙, 伙伴的关系。
But we need to remember that partnership can be difficult.
但是呢, 我想也需要记得, 这种合伙的关系也有它一定的挑战。
It involves extra effort, but doubles or trebles the effectiveness in mission.
虽然你要付出的是多一些，但是其实你能够得到的好处是倍增式的一种好处。
Partnership is built on relationship.
那其实这种合伙的关系呢，是被建立在彼此之间的关系上面。
Twice the strength, or double the hassle.
是不是双倍的力量呢，还是双倍的麻烦呢？
It's both.
其实我想两者都有。
But partnership can make the difference between fruitfulness and sterility.
但是我想这种合伙的关系呢，可以带领一个非常有成果的一个服事，反倒不是一个没有什么成果的一种。
So it's very important our experience of partnership. That to be effective, there are certain things that need to happen.
那若是要维持这种伙伴关系呢，有几个东西是我们学到的。
Firstly, much personal effort on behalf between the partners.
我想双方都要努力去建立这个彼此的关系。
Each partner needs to emphasize the strength of the other.
那每一边都要强调对方他的长处或者他的强处。
Each partner contributes what he can to accomplish the task best.
那这个合伙的关系呢，就各尽其职，来完成这个工作。
There's an African proverb that says, "If you want to go fast, go alone."
有一个非洲的一个成语哦，他说你要快的话哈，你自己去最快。
If you want to go far, go together.
但是你只要要走得远的话，最好是一起走。
We want to go far, don't we?
其实我想我们都希望能够走得远，对不对？
So our personal journey in mission.
所以我想这个是我们自己在宣教工厂上面我们自己的经验。
In the days when we first went to Africa, mission was from the west to the rest.
那我们去的时候啊，那时候的宣教世界呢，是从西方到万方。
Then it became from everywhere to everywhere.
那到今天呢，其实是从各方到万方。
And now, when the church has been established in so many places around the world, there's this partnering of the West with a new generation of missionaries.
那到今天我们可以跟一个新的一个时代，跟他们一起来配搭。
And recently we've become involved with another mission whose aim is to enable indigenous vision and outreach in mission.
那过去这段时间呢，我们有另外一个机会跟一个机构，来促成一些本土宣教的一些运动的一些事工。
This organization is called Global Commission Partners.
那这个机构呢，就叫普世宣教合伙机构。
And their sole aim is to help indigenous people reach out to the least reached people in their country.
那他们的宗旨呢，就是怎么样能够帮助本土的宣教师呢，去到未得之民当中来做这个福音的工作。
Look at these statistics. They show how things have developed. In
1988,
Western missionaries 85,000, two-thirds world missionaries
86,000。88年，1988年，西方的宣教师85,000个，那从所谓的第三世界呢，有36,000个。
12 years later, Western missionaries 119,000。
有11万多从西方来的宣教师。
Two-thirds world mission 92,000。
那有9万多个是从所谓的第三世界。
Another 10 years later.
那再过10年
And see what has happened.
大家有没有看到这样的一个现象？
The number of Western missionaries has grown.
西方的宣教师的确有增长。
But the number of two-thirds world missionaries leapt forward.
但是那个所谓三分之二的世界，这个宣教师的人数呢，的增长是那么样的快速。
So this is a man from South Africa, bishop in the Hope for Africa Church. And mission, and this man is the leader.
这一个宣教师呢，是从南非来的，是一个主教。
Bishop Hendrik Mflangu.
他是这一个 Hope for Africa 这个非洲之望希望的这个教会的这个负责人。
You can see he's a black African.
当然可以看到他是从南非来的黑人。
And actually in South Africa still today there's apartheid.
其实在南非这个种族之间的这个问题仍然存在着。
The white churches don't help the black church.
白人的教会呢还是拒绝帮助黑人的教会。
So pray for this man and pray for the indigenous outreach of black Africans for the rest of Africa.
也为这一个同工祷告，也求神更多的兴起非洲的宣教师呢，能够去未得之民当中来做宣教的工作。
He's a godly man. He's a visionary.
他是一个敬虔的，有意向的。
He's capable. He's efficient, but he's able to also to delegate.
很有才干的，他也能够动员其他的人来跟他一起同工。
And he communicates.
当然他的这个沟通的能力也非常的好。
And a real partnership has developed between Bishop Henry and Global Commission partners who are enabling him to do more than he could do before.
那我们这个普世的这个宣教机构跟这个非洲的教会就有一个美好的一个配搭，使得我们能够做出更多的工作。
He lacked resources.
其实他缺乏的就是一些资源。
This is very interesting. There have been and are beggars.
其实我们都知道，今天仍然有一些讨饭的乞丐。
But beggars never took creative initiatives.
但是这些乞丐呢，他们从来没有一种创意，希望能够做出一些新的东西来。
Partnership is about mutual empowering.
其实当我们想到这个合伙的关系，重要就是我们怎么样能够彼此来互动。 彼此帮助能够各尽其职。
Many of these people like Hendrik are creative risk takers.
像这个Hendrik主教，他们其实是很愿意冒险的来做一些的工作。
They're involved in authentic mission.
他们所设立的这个宣教工作也是很实在、很真实的。
Looking for authentic partners.
他们也在寻找很实在的这种伙伴。
And these missionaries are often in very vulnerable situations and need the affirmation of others.
那他们常常在一个比较艰难的一个环境里面，常常所需要的就是别人所给他们的肯定。
Now we like this quote very much.
其实我们很喜欢这一句话。
It's very true.
我们也觉得是很实在。A
real partnership is between two crippled partners.
其实一个真正的伙伴关系呢，是在于两种不同人当中的这样的一个关系的建立。The
blind and the lame.
一个眼睛瞎的，以及一个瘸腿的。Who
cannot go on a journey unless the lame person provides eyes for the blind.
那这个若是他们要去旅行的话呢，这个瘸腿的呢，需要成为这两者之间的眼睛。
And the blind person provides legs for the lame.
那这个眼瞎的人呢，就提供两只脚来完成这个旅行。
It's very true, isn't it?
我想这样的一个图画很深刻、很真实，不是吗？
The indigenous missionary doesn't have all he needs.
本土的宣教师他很可能没有拥有他其实所需要的。
Their partner from wherever the West who's providing resources can't do the job alone.
那这个外头的这个宣教师呢，其实他也没有办法自己完成这个工作。
But together, by God's grace, they can do it.
但是他们一起却能够来完成这个工作。
So what response can we all make?
那我们怎么样来回应呢？
Leprosy was the way in for us then.
其实我们当时是透过这个麻风医疗工作呢，进入到这个地方。
And we still need compassion today. Do you remember in Matthew 9, Jesus, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them.
马太福音第九章，看到耶稣看到众人就怜悯他们，因为他们如同没有牧人的羊一样。
Now I want to go back to that. That I was showing you the. Do you remember I showed you the film? We can have the lights back on again now.
记不记得这个前面我们看到的那个短短的影片，讲到那个麻风病，那个病人他的手掌。
I want you to think about this leprosy claw hand as we finish.
我们要结束的时候，我希望大家能够一起来思想这个手掌的这个图画。
And that's cancer. Is it a crippling imbalance between the muscles of the hand?
他这个手里面的肌肉呢，不均衡。
Or is it harmony in action?
还是呢，就是他的这个能够借着这个手掌里面的这个肌肉呢，能够一起来运作，使得他的手能够张开。
Because we only had a short time tonight, I cut out quite a bit. And one of the things I would have shown you the surgery where we were repairing these damaged hands. Remember you saw those clawed hands and the.
因为时间的缘故，我们很多没有提到。但是你记不记得看到的？我们其实动了这个手术，来帮助这个人的手。
And as I showed you on the film, the problem is this metacarpal phalangeal joint, this joint in the wrist, in the palm of the hand here.
那主要的问题是出自在他这个手掌的这个关节这个地方。
The person with leprosy, you must have seen leprosy patients, I'm sure, if they were coming and begging or handing you something, that's how they'd hand it. They can't get hold. Can't open their hand.
麻风病人若是来跟你讨饭的话，或者要拿东西给你啊，他们基本手掌是没有办法打开的。
This position of grasp.
他们没有办法握住一个东西。
So they were just struggling.
所以他们的手掌是握得紧紧的，打不开。
There are three groups of muscles in the hand. Let me give you an anatomy lesson for a moment.
其实在这边给大家上一个物理课哈，这个我们手里面有三个主要的这个神经肌肉。
There's a group which flex the finger.
有一些肌肉是帮助我们能够弯我们这个手指。
And there's a group which extend the fingers.
另外一组呢，让我们能够张开我们的手指。
And there's a third group right in the palm of the hand, very small muscles, the lumbricals and the interossei, and these muscles, we call them intrinsic muscles, in the center, right intrinsic, inside the palm.
那这个手掌当中呢，有另外一组的这个肌肉。
And they're the ones that stabilize this joint.
那这个肌肉呢，就帮助我们这个关节能够固定住。
You see, the person with leprosy can't put his hand into that position.
那一个麻风病人呢、啊？病人他没有办法把他的手掌这样弯，这个手指头弯过来。
Oh, the flexors are flexing.
他们这个上面的手指是可以弯下来。
And the extensors are extending.
那其实他们也可以稍微把它撑开。
What's lost is the intrinsic muscles.
但是需要的就是这个手掌中间的这些肌肉。
So the hand is useless.
所以呢，就变成其实他们的手是无用的。
And of course.Even if they get the hand open, they can't pinch between finger and thumb.
那就是能够把手掌打开，他们手指头也不能捏东西。
Notice how I'm holding this microphone.
有没有看到我拿这个麦克风是怎么个拿法
？Pinching between finger and thumb.
大拇指跟手指之间可以捏拿东西。
And so in our leprosy hospital, we introduced this program of what is called tendon transfer surgery, transferring tendons to do a different job.
所以他们就把一些肌肉从身体其他的部分呢，以借着手术把它移植到这个手掌这一块。
A very famous hand surgeon, a Christian hand surgeon named Dr. Paul Brand was the man that invented this surgery.
有一个很有名的基督教的这个医生，他的名字叫 Paul Brand, 是他发明出来的这个手术。
We all followed his principles.
我们就按照他的这个做法来做。
I went to Ethiopia to learn.These techniques.
其实我到了以索比亚呢，去看到底他们是怎么做这个东西。
Gwyneth came and she learned the physiotherapy. And you saw the physiotherapy.
那这个 Gwyneth 她也去了，特别在复健的这一块上面呢，她也有学习。
I haven't got time to describe the operation. It's quite a long surgery.
其实这个手术是相当的困难，不容易的。
And to be absolutely honest, I might even forget some of the parts myself. I'm getting very old.
其实要讲呢，我大概也都会忘记一些，因为我年纪也大了。
But basically what you do is you lengthen the tendons. You see the tendons that come as far as the wrist are still acting. And so you lengthen them, you thread them through, and you bring them across this joint, and you pull them in here. And what you're doing is you're replacing this action.
那你把这些肌肉呢，把它延伸到他的手掌里面，让这一个病人呢，他的手就能够撑开。
So when the operation, the plaster came off after 3 weeks, Gretel would then go to that patient and say, put your wrist...
那三个礼拜手术过后，石膏拿掉了以后，就会叫他把他的手把它往后伸。
And when the patient put their wrist back,
那往后伸的时候呢,
their hand came up like that.
他的手就会撑开。
So they have to re-educate their brain to put their wrist back to open their hand.
所以呢,他们需要自己 教育自己,就是记得把手掌往后伸,然后手就会撑开。
And the other thing is, you had the thumb was lying uselessly like that against the palm.
那常常大拇指也没有用。
So we would transfer a tendon that would take that thumb and bring it out like that.
所以我们也在动手术让他的这个大拇指能够也撑开来。
And if you want to do that with me now, if you do that,
若是你这样跟我一起来做的话,
that action is synergistic, it's working together.
那其实这个动作呢,就是一种, 彼此配搭的一种工作。
So the patient puts his hand out like that, but also he can bring his thumb up like that and he can pinch between fingers.
不仅是手掌能够撑开他的这个大拇指跟另外的指头也能够 并到一起。
So my question is there crippling imbalance in our life?
那要考虑的就是说在你我的生命里面有没有这种 残障的这种没有办法均匀配搭的关系吗?
Or is there synergistic harmony in action?
还是我们有这种配搭伙伴的一种关系。
What does God have for your life?
今天神在你我的生命当中的计划是什么呢?
Are you going to move into partnership with indigenous peoples?
我们是不是要跟本土 宣教师一起配搭吗?
Are you going to be Taiwanese indigenous people reaching out?
还是我们是以台湾人 只是单单去接触到其他的台湾人。
With the help of people like this?
一些其他的宣教师来帮助我们。
You see harmony in action.
我们怎么样能够同心来配搭。
Working together.
一起同工。
Or are we going to stay crippled?
还是我们 持续在一种 等于是没有办法发挥的一种光景中。
What's needed, remember, in the hand is the intrinsic muscles.
需要的就是这个手掌的这个 这个肌肉。
What's needed in our life?
我想也是我们生命当中所需要的。
Holy Spirit inside.
其实也是圣灵在我们的里面工作。
As the Holy Spirit comes into our life.
当圣灵进入到我们生命的时候。
Just like at the age of 16, we offered our lives to God.
我们16岁的时候就把我们的生命奉献给主。
65 years on, we're still offering our lives.
65年之后，我们持续的在把我们的生命奉献给主。
What's God going to do with your life?
神要怎么样来使用你的生命呢?
Crippling, imbalance.
一种不均匀，一种残障的一种现象吗?
Feasting, unprepared.
只是在吃喝玩乐，却没有预备好。
Or on your watchtower.
还是我们在那个守望台上面。
On the mountaintop.
在那个高山上,
where you've got vision and you can see where God wants you to go.
能够有意向能够看到神要引领我们的道路。
May God bless us.
但愿神祝福我们。
And use us.
也使用我们。
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起祷告。 天父，我们谢谢你今天晚上借着你忠心的仆人们， 主啊带给我们 他们在宣教工厂上那么样丰富，那么样深刻的一些经验。主啊，我们看到他们二位，主啊，我们真是为着他们终身的忠心，我们献上感谢。主啊，他们留给我们的是一个美好的榜样， 帮助我们能够效法他们，不单单主啊能够有一个好的开始，我们大家在主的怜悯恩待保守中也能够有好的结束。我们特别把 David 跟 Gwyneth 他们在非洲的服事继续的献上仰望。主啊，他们特别提到了这位南非的宣教师，这位主教。主啊，虽然我们 跟他不熟悉，但是我们谢谢你无所不在的神，以马内利的神。主啊，你知道他的需要。主啊，你也知道他在服事、在带领教会、差会当中，主啊所面对到种种的不容易和挑战。 主啊，我们向你献上我们的仰望，求主你自己继续的来引领，你祝福，你加添的祝福。主啊，在南非这位弟兄啊，你的仆人的工作，也借着他，借着他的同工们，主啊，让我们能够看到非洲啊，许许多多还未认识耶稣的人，主啊，能够归向恩主。我们向主献上仰望，也特别把 David 跟 Gwyneth 啊，他们夫妇在台湾的服事啊，也向主献上仰望。求主你自己在短短的啊一个礼拜左右的时间，主啊，你使用他们啊，你保守，你也看顾他们。我们谢谢主啊，给我们今天晚上的时间，也接着他们的分享，主啊，让我们真是能够更多的思想我们怎么样能够竭力的保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。我们能够在不同的岗位、不同的恩赐里面，主啊，我们能够更各尽其职来建立主的教会。主啊，我们仰望你，谢谢主，祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名，
阿门。